another storm, another state of emergency in Louisiana. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Azus. We're grateful to have you watching this Tuesday. For the second time in less than 3 weeks, the U.S. Gulf Coast is bracing for a hurricane. The new storm is named Sally. Forecasters weren't sure Monday exactly where it would make landfall. It appeared to be curving toward Mississippi. But initially, Sally was expected to make landfall in southeast Louisiana. And it was in southwestern Louisiana, near the Texas border, that Hurricane Laura made landfall on August 27th. It killed 6 people in the state and caused widespread damage and flooding. Laura was an intense Category 4 hurricane when it came ashore. The silver lining to Sally is that it's not that powerful. It was classified as a tropical storm on Monday morning, but Sally had strengthened to reach Category 1 hurricane status by the early afternoon, with maximum sustained wind speeds of 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. And forecasters thought it could get stronger before making landfall on Tuesday morning. All along the Gulf Coast, residents were preparing for heavy rain and the possibility of a deadly storm surge, a rise in seawater levels pushed ashore by an approaching hurricane. Mandatory evacuations are in effect for several parishes of Louisiana. That means that rescue operations may not be available for people who choose to stay. Nursing homes have started moving residents to other locations. Jails have evacuated hundreds of inmates. One thing that could make Sally more difficult to deal with is its speed. The storm is moving relatively slowly, so that could leave Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama exposed to its wind and rain for longer periods of time. When Mississippi's governor signed a preliminary state of emergency, he said most of his state would be under storm conditions for 48 hours.